For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning and welcome. You got to hit the right button. It's still
does help, doesn't it?
I'm new here. It is 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of the top stories, Biden, the debate, the fallout, the Supreme Court ruling, the fallout, the bizarre level of vitriol coming from the left. It is beyond angry. It is ugly, nasty, and life-threatening at times. So without further ado, Congresswoman Kat Kamick joining us this morning. Good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Happy Independence Week.
Same to you. You can tell I had a little head start with the coffee this morning. I'm always pumped up when we get to talk. Unlike a performance by a one President Biden had in his debate, but chalked up as just a bad night. What's your take?
Oh, come on. We all know. I mean, for the last 3 years, we've been gaslit by the media, by staffers, by members, by everyone in the Democrat movement to try to tell and convince the American people and really the world at large that Biden has it together, that he's the one in control making decisions. We all know that that wasn't a bad night. That is reflective of what we deal with on a day-to-day basis. And anyone who's saying otherwise is just continuing to lie to the American people. So, you know, I think you're actually starting to see some of the outrage from people who aren't necessarily tied in tight with the White House, but saying, you know what, this doesn't happen overnight. This isn't a singular bad episode. Anyone who's dealt with someone with Alzheimer's or dementia and goes through these episodes knows that it happens often, that this doesn't just happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And the line that really infuriated me, because we all know, you and I know, this is something that they've been trying to cover up.
Mm-hmm.
The line that really infuriated me mid-debate was when his team put out a tweet saying, oh, he has a cold. If he has a cold and he's not feeling well, then why did you parade him through Waffle House directly after the debate?
Right.
Touching people, shaking hands with them, you know. I mean, what was that about? I mean, they cannot get out of their own way.
Wait. Breaking news. It seems we have a letter here. 51 former doctors have signed it saying that his performance was Russian disinformation.
Oh, Lord. I mean, you know, think about the mess that they're in, though. You know, and this is why I continually say the left thinks that we are dumb. Particularly those in the Biden administration, they think that the American people are stupid, that we aren't paying attention, that they somehow are now shocked that we're upset and, you know, that the world is really concerned about who is running the White House. And, you know, they try to deflect, they try to change the subject, but the fact remains is that if they keep Joe Biden on the ticket in November, it will be the biggest blowout in history, I believe. Not only will we expand the majority in the House, take the Senate, but this will be reminiscent of the second term of Reagan in the 80s. I mean, just talking about a red map across the country.
But nobody sit on your hands. Nobody take any of that for granted. Don't care what the poll numbers say. Everybody's got to show up, and sooner rather than later. Let me switch gears to the Supreme Court ruling. Look, the closest I came to law school was having to go to the judge's chamber to be addressed. But seriously, who could not read what the court put out and think that, I mean, this is business as usual. This is how the Constitution is written. The president has to have immunity, and we know it fell short of total immunity, especially if it's not official business. But the left, what are they trying to make out of this? They're going crazy.
Well, again, I think this comes right on the heels of this disastrous performance by Biden. And you have major donors on a call with the Biden team saying, you know, listen, we've got to figure out a plan moving forward. And you and I have talked about this a lot before, Bob. The era that we are living through right now is called angertainment. And it's all rooted in be mad, stomp your feet, oh, and then give me $5. So you have people like AOC and others that are out there saying, this is an outrage. How dare the Supreme Court interpret the Constitution as it is written? This is a shame. Give me $5 and we'll go fight the system. Better yet, give us 10 and we'll go impeach. We'll go impeach people. I'm like, what? What? Like, this is the gambit. That's the game. They need to keep people outraged in order to keep raising money because they know that they don't have a shot off the top of the ticket. So this is just going to be their standard default response is perpetual outrage because they just keep losing. But in the words of our favorite president, we're winning. We're winning.
Hey, so this is mock outrage or what some might call a deep fake.
Or cheap fake, as the White House wants us to call them.
Oh, my God. It's ridiculous. Okay, I don't know the nomenclature of all this, and I'm putting you on the spot, but, I mean, what's the latest? They could swap out candidates and still remain on ballots in all 50 states.
Yeah. So I know that there's been a lot of ink spilled on this in the last couple of days, but the fact remains is that the convention is the de facto means by which you nominate your candidate. And so there's a reason why this convention for the Democrats is three quarters virtual. And you talk to any Democrat who's willing to you know, just have a moment of honesty, and they'll say, yeah, it's easier to control delegates when we're virtual. So, yes, they technically could swap Joe Biden out. And there's a lot of back and forth and debate going on right now. I'll tell you, last Friday when I was leaving D.C., we had our final vote. And as I walked through the House floor, I walked through the Democrat side, and I was listening to the little groups of members kicking back and forth ideas on how they were going to talk about this issue back home. And they were comparing notes and sharing talking points. And you can just see the anxiety that they're experiencing, and you hear it in their voice. There's a lot of discussion about what would happen if they bypassed the vice president. And would that drive an even bigger wedge in the party? But the fact remains that her polls are just as bad as Joe Biden's. And so they know that's not a winning ticket. So they can switch Joe Biden out. I think that they probably will, because they know that this is just going to be a disaster in the fall, which, to your point, Bob, this is why we have to remain vigilant. It's not a slam dunk for us. Every one of us, we feel like no one in their right mind could support this guy, but there are people out there who would. And so we have to continue to show up, show out, vote, and vote early, and really bank our votes. And so that's the big thing that we have to do on our end, is just stay vigilant and prepared and make sure we're getting everyone else out to vote. But be aware that if a Gavin Newsom or a Michelle Obama or a Gretchen Whitmer or, you know, they've got, you know, people, you know, Mayor Pete, if they decide they're going to swap him out, we have a very short window in which we are going to have to fight hard. And that's something that, you know, we're watching very closely. But for right now, we're watching to see what happens at their convention. Because, again, being virtual, they have a lot of control, a lot of funny business, and we know that they're not above that.
Yeah, Biden's obviously, you know, flawed emotionally, cognitively. That's not necessarily his fault, and that's why I also want to make sure that people are aware of the issues, the things that he has a direct correlation with, and his people.
Right.
That no matter who is at the top of that ticket, you're going to have the same detrimental policies. Real quick, I heard Democrat governors had a secret meeting where the White House and even their own staffers were not involved. Today, it's supposed to be a more open meeting where the White House will be included. Do you think that later today we could get a major announcement?
You know, I hate to speculate of when an announcement could come, if it could come. I think that they're probably going to subscribe to the rip the Band-Aid theory, where, you know, they're going to do it big, they're going to do it very, very quickly, and kind of gloss right over it. And if they were going to do it, it might be at the convention. We'll have to wait and see. But I'll tell you right now, the conversations that I have heard amongst members of Congress with their major donors, they're very, very concerned, and they're really desperately trying to figure out how to do this in a way that doesn't anger their base even more than they're already angry, and try to find a path forward. So if I had to put money on it, I would say Joe Biden won't be on the ballot this fall.
Well, and I think it'll happen, if it's going to happen, sooner rather than later, because they need all the time they can get for all the reasons that you stated. And here's what I think. They could possibly announce the big change today. Think about it. 4-day weekend, number one. So everybody's already had a chance to sort of air it out about it. And then they could utilize, hey, we realized our freedom is at stake, and Trump's going to be an authoritarian and all that. And so with freedom at stake, we had to switch out who's going to run for president. That's just a theory.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe while they're at it, they could charge Jill Biden with elder abuse.
No kidding. Isn't that sick? Ooh. I mean, just from a personal family perspective, there's something wrong with her.
Yeah. I mean, I just cannot believe. And then, How just absolutely awful getting him up on stage after that debate and treating him like a kindergartner. Yeah. You know, such a good job, Joe. You answered all the questions. I mean, just very condescending. It's clear that she's been a power player in behind the scenes in a much larger role than what people have originally thought. And I think a large part of her doing all this is because she wants to stay in the White House, and she wants that power. And it's clear that her husband is not well. And I feel sick that any family member would never really treat someone they love like that.
Yeah, but you got to look at the silver lining. I mean, yeah, while Biden's experiencing his second childhood, she got her babysitting job back.
Oh, Lord.
And the hits just keep on coming. Yeah, they write themselves.
Welcome to my world, Kat. Welcome to my world.
Congresswoman Kat Kamick, we always appreciate the conversation, you being a good sport with us, and but also giving us the real deal and great information. We appreciate it, and we hope you have a fantastic 4th.
I appreciate you guys. Everybody be safe out there. Have a great weekend, and happy Independence Week.
All right. God bless you and yours. Stay safe. It is 8:18. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 44% of Democrats want Joe to quit. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, and welcome, and happy 3rd of July. No fireworks yet, and really, be courteous to your neighbors, for crying out loud.
Yes.
And what I'm talking about especially, too, is the timing. But it can take care of their pets or try to keep, you know, their animals calm for a certain period of time. Don't do this like all 4 days and all night long.
Yeah, midnight is just stupid. Your neighbors are trying to sleep, people. Come on.
Yeah. Just be.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Be nice.
Be normal. Yeah. Not Abby Normal.
Not Abby Normal.
I know. She's invited. Abby Normal will be there.
Yeah, she always does. I think she drinks too much.
Did I mention it was, she drinks formaldehyde is what she drinks. It's 8:23. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And then 4-day weekend. Woo. We are off. Ha ha. If you have to work.
That was Bob, not Greg.
No, what I meant to say was, and thank the good Lord you have a job to go to, okay?
That was Bob kissing up, not Greg.
Not really kissing up, not just sort really. Of backpedaling
yeah,
a little bit, that's all.
A little bit.
All right, so here's some of your top stories. You know, they're still rehashing the Biden debate. Corinne Jean-Pierre went in front of the press corps and said, look, incumbents, you know, they're going to have a bad night. He had a bad night. It was the first debate. He had a bad night, you know. It's just a bad night.
That happens, Bob. It's traditional. The incumbent has trouble on the first night of the
Where'd
she pull that out from?
You could trip over your tongue. You could trip over your own 2 feet. You could make a mistake, a faux pas, a gaffe, and you would be human. And I don't think anybody would have a problem with that. You know, to err is to be human.
Yes.
But, I mean, he really was about 80%. And I'm being kind, I think.
Yeah.
80% out of it. Somewhere else.
Yeah.
Not in a fully conscious state. Present.
Yeah, slip up is one thing. Zoning out, just oblivious, that's crazy.
And the thing is, when he came to the closest to showing some level of lucidity, he lied. Like, no troops ever died under his watch.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's kind of a big one.
That is a big one.
And it's not just the 13 in Afghanistan. There were more than that. But yeah, to say no troops died under his watch. And the interesting thing is, he didn't read that. Nobody would have prepared that for him to say. Where did he come up with it? Is it some kind of illusion? I mean, that would make him delusional. Would that qualify under the 25th Amendment that he is no longer fit to serve office? Yeah, this is... This could get tricky. And anytime you mention tricky, you think about what would the Democrats do? And it's hard for some of us, you know, that have, you know, reasoned some level of moral and ethical guidelines. It's hard to sometimes imagine how they think. I mean, they've got to be in rooms right now. What's our course of action? If we're going to try to save Joe and keep him out there like Weekend at Bernie's, literally rolling him out and rolling him away, putting him mothballs back in and putting him away for a while. Or what is plan B? Who is plan B?
And what do you do with Kamala in any of those plans?
Whatever you do with her, yes. I you'd have to figure out the day that you'd want to do it.
Not today.
We don't actually, you know, I don't mind the vice president. I'd rather have the vice president actually be a cackle.
Yes.
Other than an actual human being. Just a cackle.
She pretty much is, though.
Yeah, and the unfortunate part is so is Joe, and that's very, very sad. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and on the Biden debate. Marty, good morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. So before the debate, I had heard several days prior, some people who were basically experts in working with people with dementia, that the decision from the Biden camp to turn off the mic could come back to bite them. And that's exactly what happened. And the reason was, and y'all might have already talked about this, the reason was is because if you have somebody who has that type of issue, when they disengage even for a couple seconds in a conversation, they drift off. And that's precisely what played out, because they couldn't talk back and forth. Biden had quiet time, and the quiet time is when you caught him with his head down, drifting off. So turns out that the Biden camp made a huge mistake on that, and the experts with dementia were correct.
Yeah, and you have to ask the – and I'm glad we could have a little debate, a little give and take back and forth. And you have to ask the question – okay, did they know that information or not beforehand? Because they were the ones that pushed for the mics being switched off. So did they do it on purpose, knowing that Biden would sort of be left out there to dry, so to speak, and do exactly what you said, have too much downtime, pause time, and then, you know, he switches a channel inside his brain unknowingly, and he's somewhere else on a different frequency. So, yeah, that would be kind of interesting to know. But yeah, the way a doctor explained it to us, both on a phone call and in the written version, basically saying you can have this cognitive decline even to this fourth degree that he believes it's in the fourth stage. And he said, and still have the ability to read. That's why his performance with a teleprompter is still, you know, decent, pretty good. But if he has to think on his feet, the frontal lobe is where critical thinking takes place. That's where you formulate the idea, you formulate the words, you formulate the sentence. If you've got disabilities in that area of the brain, you're not going to be able to speak and answer questions. You will still be able to read. That's a function of a different part of the brain. 8:29 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We still have a ton of stuff to get to. We'll take your input as well. And guess what president is seven times more popular with their people? I'll explain. You might be surprised by it. It's coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Forget being a greeter at Walmart. He's got a gig that could make him a president again. Just not here in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning and welcome. 8:35 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Thanks so much for tuning in on this happy hump day, Trump day, and the eve of, for many of us, will be a four-day weekend. Let's be safe. Let's remember that we're surrounded by fellow patriots, and if they drive like idiots, remember the old rule. If they're driving in front of you, slowing you down, they are idiots.
Yes.
If they drive any faster than you at all,
yes,
they're maniacs.
Yes.
Just keep that in mind.
I like that.
And then chuckle, take a breath, relax, and get along with everybody. We'll all get there, okay? If you got to catch up to your brother-in-law by slamming three beers in a row, by shotgunning them, so be it. Just don't do it in front of your wife, dummy.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to my original thing. Walmart greeter? Some said Joe Biden couldn't be a Walmart greeter.
That's true.
I know. Well, it's an insult to Walmart greeters.
But it is, because they can communicate with people.
But wait, but hold on.
Yeah.
Everybody asks, you know, what gig would you put him in? What could he do? You know, who would say, yeah, I wouldn't mind if he was the head of my company? Come on, if you're being real.
Nobody.
Wait. It appears the Ukrainians have taken quite the liking to Joe Biden.
Really?
Well, they call him Santa Claus, so it's possible that could have something to do with it.
Oh, because he's a handout king there. Okay.
President Joe Biden is seven times more popular than Donald Trump among Ukrainians.
Really?
Yeah, this poll just came out yesterday. The Hill reports the first ever poll was carried out by the Counteroffensive / Kyiv International Institute of Sociology. The unabashed affection of Ukrainian respondents for Biden was plain to see, as 46.7% of those polled said Biden would be a better U.S. president for Ukraine's war effort, while 6.5% said the same about Trump. That is huge. Could it have anything to do with the fact that under Biden and the help of Congress, they've spent more than $66 billion in taxpayer money to Ukraine since the start of the war with Russia? An allocation of money, well, they could have built a border wall nearly two times over.
Wow.
Across the U.S.-Mexico border.
Wow. Hmm.
Another 17.6% in this poll said neither candidate would be good. 6.7% said either candidate is fine. And 20% took another shot of Stolichnaya and said, I don't know.
Wow.
It's made in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Stolichnaya!
Makes sense to me.
You have to say it like that, too.
Yeah, well, like in there.
So if you go and you're drinking Stoli, I guess you're supporting Ukraine, right?
Well, I guess so. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know if they've... Yeah, it's pretty clear, maybe on the label. Anyway, the poll result comes just 2 months after Biden signed into law a new $95 billion war aid measure that included, well, more aid. And wasn't that the 10-year? Was that the 10-year deal where we're going to be with you for 10 years?
Yes, we got your back.
Like Biden, chances that he's going to be ice cold, you know, somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And we're still going to be like at war? Proxy? Or not so proxy?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it, but it is interesting. Oh, yeah, we love us some Biden. You know, it's the same thing if you took a poll of immigrants crossing the border. Do you know who the president is? Yeah, Biden. They can speak about four words of English, and Biden's one of them.
Well, we saw them coming across with Biden T-shirts on at one point, so there's that.
Yeah, so that is kind of interesting. Like, he's got more fans from those that are taking advantage of America than actual Americans.
Yeah.
Even the Democrats have turned against Biden. 41% said, pull the plug, give him the stage hook, get him out of here.
You might want to rephrase that pull the plug line, considering, you know, saying.
Pull the plug on his candidacy.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. You know.
Because we know with Joe Biden, you'll never pull the plug. You'll be on the plug forever. It's called an electric car. So you can't pull the plug on that.
Good point.
It won't charge up.
Yeah.
41% of Democrat voters want President Joe Biden to drop out of the 2024 race. That, according to a USA Today Suffolk University poll, while 51% want him to remain on the ticket. Remember, these are Democrat voters, so it's not like, oh, well, the Republicans want him to drop out. There's probably a lot of Republicans that don't want him to drop out. They're like, no. We know the enemy, and the enemy is Joe, and let Joe run on his own abilities and merits.
The energy of him?
Yeah.
Not much. Yeah. The enemy is weak.
I am, though, really unpleasantly surprised at how close these polls still are.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you've got Trump ahead in a lot of places, but really a lot of narrow margins, and it does make you scratch your head and say, what?
Yeah.
I guess they're voting for their party, or I guess in a lot of cases they're voting against Trump specifically.
And we've seen some surveys that actually say that they literally are not voting for. And even if that in that last election, I'm sure a lot of the legitimate votes, that's what they were anyway. And then there's those other votes we can't really talk about.
They'd rather have Biden with half a brain than Trump with his whole brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Roy, good morning.
Well, you know, I'm wondering, is Biden making secret trips to Mexico and handing out T-shirts? Because he'd be happy there.
Makes you wonder where they came from, because that's what they were, with nice, clean, white T-shirts. You know, Joe Biden, yeah.
He doesn't just love all the immigrants. He loves the techie people, too, and they're voters, after all. So how can we smooch their backsides? Somebody working for Joe thought.
Are we talking more handouts?
Indeed.
Ugh. If there were an ultimate shopper and you needed an ultimate shopper, this guy knows how to buy votes. You need to take him shopping with you.
That's a good idea.
He's good.
President Joe Biden's administration is reportedly giving $504 million in funding to 12 technology hubs in an effort to expand research on AI, semiconductor manufacturing, and clean energy. The funding is going to tech hubs located in New York, Florida, South Carolina, as well as in the swing states of Nevada. Florida researchers focusing on sustainable and climate-resilient infrastructure will reportedly receive $19 million. A New York hub working on semiconductor manufacturing will be given $40 million. Hubs in Illinois and Indiana focused on biomanufacturing. Are they the ones that are growing meat? As well as engineers in Oklahoma working on autonomous systems that involve AI-powered drones will receive $51 million. Hey, that drone thing. What do you think of when you think of drones, technology, the future, you know, chips embedded in your head or in your on your wrist or whatever?
Yeah.
You know what I think of? I think of Arnold Schwarzenegger. And Terminator.
Yes.
And remember all those flying machines that are like, choo, 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 shooting at you. They're drones, aren't they?
We're there. Cars that hum as they go by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Just something to think about.
Yeah.
Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines this time. Two-stroke. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I got a very short story. Yesterday, everybody out there has to realize that this wokeness disease will creep into your life, and it'll come in very small little areas that you have to be aware of what's going on. Yesterday, we had a home nurse come take care of my roommate that got out of the hospital with pneumonia. And through the course of an hour and a half, she said twice that you can be anything you want today. You can do anything you want today. And that's virtual signaling. And that ain't going to happen in my house. And they were fired.
That in a lot of context, exactly. But
means everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But you want to have some kind of positive language, upbeat language. But yeah, I mean, it does happen in insidious ways.
Yep. Looks nice on the outside, right? And it's sneaky. It's like a Trojan horse.
Yeah. They didn't have to use that to get across the border, did they?
No.
They used the Biden horse.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, there's an app for that.
Is there really? Oh, yeah. Yes, there is.
There is.
Illegal immigrants.
Yes.
Yeah, just follow these directions in 115 languages.
Go figure.
8:45, Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy rolling. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. 97.3 The Sky. So desperate to not keep talking about Biden that I have to look for other stories that are not good stories either, but...
No, they're not. It's more death, doom, and destruction, as you call it.
He has been officially thrown out of the contest to be the son of the year. Son of the year. No. It appears that this U.S. Merchant Marine Academy student, so he's learning how to, you know, be a Merchant Marine and work on a boat, basically, is usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, him and his mom had some issues, and she apparently handed him some sort of an eviction notice, and it also requested that he find a job, and on top of all that disturbing stuff, she said, and keep your room and common areas of the home clean.
Wow.
Reacting like, you know, any normal 20-year-old, he immediately began to strangle her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Connor Cobalt, 20, admitted to the heinous crime as soon as police arrived at the Valparaiso home he shared with his mother, Chanel Burns, an assistant vice president in advancement at Loyola University in Chicago. Vice president in advancement, but yet she couldn't advance the dialogue with her son, apparently.
Oh, you'd raise him in Chicago, so there's that.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Forget being a greeter at Walmart. He's got a gig that could make him a president again. I'm just not here in the U.S.
Oh, okay.
Good morning and welcome. 8:35 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. Thanks so much for tuning in on this happy Hump Day, Trump Day, and the eve of, for many of us, will be a four-day weekend. Let's be safe. Let's remember that we're surrounded by fellow patriots, and if they drive like idiots... remember the old rule. If they're driving in front of you, slowing you down, they are idiots.
Yes.
If they drive any faster than you at all,
yes,
they're maniacs.
Yes.
Keep that in mind.
I like that.
And then
I like that.
Chuckle, take a breath, relax, and get along with everybody. We'll all get there. Okay? If you're going to catch up to your brother-in-law by slamming three beers in a row, by shotgunning them, so be it. Just don't do it in front of your wife, dummy.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to my original thing. Walmart greeter? Some said Joe Biden couldn't be a Walmart greeter.
That's true.
I know. Well, it's an insult to Walmart greeters.
But it is, because they can communicate with people.
But wait, but hold on.
Yeah.
Everybody asks, you know, what gig would you put him in? What could he do? You know, who would say, yeah, I wouldn't mind if he was the head of my company? Come on, if you're being real.
Nobody.
Wait. It appears the Ukrainians have taken quite the liking to Joe Biden.
Really?
Well, they call him Santa Claus, so it's possible that could have something to do with it.
Oh, because he's a handout king there. Okay.
President Joe Biden is 7 times more popular than Donald Trump among Ukrainians.
Really?
Yeah, this poll just came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The Hill reports the first ever poll was carried out by the Counteroffensive / Kyiv International Institute of Sociology. The unabashed affection of Ukrainian respondents for Biden was plain to see, as 46.7% of those polled said Biden would be a better U.S. president for Ukraine's war effort, while 6.5% said the same about Trump. That is huge. Could it have anything to do with the fact that under Biden and the help of Congress, they've spent more than $66 billion in taxpayer money to Ukraine since the start of the war with Russia? An allocation of money, well, they could have built a border wall nearly 2 times over.
Wow.
Across the U.S.-Mexico border.
Wow.
Another 17.6% in this poll said neither candidate would be good. 6.7% said either candidate is fine. And 20% took another shot of Stolichnaya and said, I don't know.
Wow.
It's made in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Stolichnaya!
Makes sense to me.
You have to say it like that, too.
Yeah, a little like in there.
So
yeah.
If you go and you're drinking Stoli, yeah. I guess you're supporting Ukraine, right?
Well, I guess so. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know if they've... Yeah, it's pretty clear, maybe on the label. Anyway, the poll result comes just 2 months after Biden signed into law a new $95 billion war aid measure that included, well, more aid. And wasn't that the 10-year? Was that the 10-year deal where we're going to be with you for 10 years?
Yes, we got your back.
Like Biden, chances are he's going to be ice cold, you know,
right.
Somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And we're still going to be like at war, proxy, or not so proxy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it, but it is interesting. Oh, yeah, we love us some Biden. You know, it's the same thing if you took a poll of immigrants crossing the border. Do you know who the president is? Yeah, Biden. They can speak about 4 words of English, and Biden's one of them.
Well, we saw them coming across with Biden T-shirts on at one point, so there's that.
Yeah, so that is kind of interesting. Like, he's got more fans from those that are taking advantage of America than actual Americans.
Yeah.
Even the Democrats have turned against Biden. 41% said, pull the plug, give him the stage hook, get him out of here.
You might want to rephrase that pull the plug line, considering, you know, I'm saying.
Pull the plug on his candidacy.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah. You know.
Because we know with Joe Biden, you'll never pull the plug. You'll be on the plug forever. It's called an electric car. So you can't pull the plug on that.
Good point.
It won't charge up.
Yeah.
41% of Democrat voters want President Joe Biden to drop out of the 2024 race. That according to a USA Today Suffolk University poll. While 51% want him to remain on the ticket. Remember, these are Democrat voters, so it's not like, oh, well, the Republicans want him to drop out. There's probably a lot of Republicans that don't want him to drop out. They're like, no. We know the enemy, and the enemy is Joe, and let Joe run on his own abilities and merits.
The energy of him?
Yeah.
Not much. Yeah. The enemy is weak.
I am, though, really unpleasantly surprised at how close these polls still are.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you've got Trump ahead in a lot of places, but really a lot of narrow margins, and it does make you scratch your head and say, what?
Yeah.
I guess they're Well, I guess they're voting for their party, or I guess in a lot of cases they're voting against Trump specifically.
And we've seen some surveys that actually say that, that they literally are not voting for. And even if that in that last election, I'm sure a lot of the legitimate votes, that's what they were anyway. And then there's those other votes we can't really talk about.
They'd rather have Biden with half a brain than Trump with his whole brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Roy, good morning.
Well, you know, I'm wondering, is Biden making secret trips to Mexico and handing out T-shirts? Because he'd be, he'd be happy there.
Makes you wonder where they came from, because that's what they were, with nice, clean, white T-shirts. You know, Joe Biden, yeah.
He doesn't just love all the immigrants. He loves the techie people, too, and they're voters, after all. So how can we smooch their backsides, somebody working for Joe thought?
Are we talking more handouts?
Indeed.
Ugh. If there were an ultimate shopper and you needed an ultimate shopper, this guy knows how to buy votes. You need to take him shopping with you.
That's a good idea.
He's good.
President Joe Biden's administration is reportedly giving $504 million in funding to 12 technology hubs in an effort to expand research on AI, semiconductor manufacturing, and clean energy. The funding is going to tech hubs located in New York, Florida, South Carolina, as well as in the swing states of Nevada. Florida researchers focusing on sustainable and climate-resilient infrastructure will reportedly receive $19 million. A New York hub working on semiconductor manufacturing will be given $40 million. Hubs in Illinois and Indiana focused on biomanufacturing. Are they the ones that are growing meat? As well as engineers in Oklahoma working on autonomous systems that involve AI-powered drones will receive $51 million. Hey, that drone thing. What do you think of when you think of drones, technology, the future, you know, chips embedded in your head or in your on your wrist or whatever?
Yeah.
You know what I think of? I think of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Terminator.
Yes.
And remember all those flying machines are like, toot, 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 shooting at you. They're drones, aren't they?
We're there. Cars that hum as they go by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Just something to think about.
Yeah.
Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines this time. Two-stroke, good morning.
Hey, guys. I got a very short story. Yesterday, everybody out there has to realize that this wokeness disease will creep into your life, and it'll come in very small little areas that you have to be aware of what's going on. Yesterday, we had a home nurse come take care of my roommate that got out of the hospital with pneumonia. And through the course of an hour and a half, she said twice that you can be anything you want today. You can do anything you want today. And that's virtual signaling. And that ain't going to happen in my house. And they were fired.
I don't know out of context exactly. But
means everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you want to have some kind of positive language, upbeat language, but yeah. I mean, it does happen in insidious ways.
Yep. Looks nice on the outside, right? And it's sneaky. It's like a Trojan horse.
Yeah. They didn't have to use that to get across the border, did they?
Yeah.
And they used the Biden horse.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's an app for that.
Is there really? Oh, yes, there is.
There is.
Illegal immigrants.
Yes.
Just follow these directions in 115 languages.
Go figure.
8:45, Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy rolling. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. 97.3 The Sky. So desperate to not keep talking about Biden that I have to look for other stories that are not good stories either, but...
No, they're not. It's more death, doom, and destruction, as you call it.
He has been officially thrown out of the contest to be the Son of the Year. Son of the Year. No. It appears that this U.S. Merchant Marine Academy student, so he's learning how to, you know, be a Merchant Marine and work on a boat, basically, is usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, him and his mom had some issues, and she apparently handed him some sort of an eviction notice, and it also requested that he find a job. And on top of all that disturbing stuff, she said, and keep your room and common areas of the home clean.
Wow.
Reacting like, you know, any normal 20-year-old, he immediately began to strangle her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Connor Cobalt, 20, admitted to the heinous crime as soon as police arrived at the Valparaiso home. He shared with his mother, Chanel Burns, an assistant vice president in advancement at Loyola University in Chicago. Vice president in advancement, but yet she couldn't advance the dialogue with her son, apparently.
Oh, you'd raised him in Chicago, so there's that.
He reportedly told officers he killed somebody and then told them where they could find his mother clinging to life just before asking to be handcuffed. He asked to be handcuffed. Burns was rushed to the hospital with ligature marks on her neck and suspected brain damage. She lived for two more days and then finally succumbed to her injuries. Oh, my gosh. Her death was ruled a homicide by asphyxiation secondary to manual strangulation. Cobalt is accused of committing the matricide. Isn't it sad we live in a society where there's a name for killing your mom?
That's not good.
Matricide?
No.
After Burns gave him an eviction notice that outlined conditions he needed to meet within the 30-day time frame to stay in the family home. Is that outrageous when the kid's 20 years old?
Wow.
Now, if he was a student, I don't know how much, shouldn't she cut him some slack if it's going to end up with an employment opportunity?
At least clean your room. Come on.
He was required, apparently, according to this, find a full-time job, keep his room clean, and contribute to the cleanliness of common areas of the home. According to his LinkedIn account, Cobalt was pursuing a Bachelor of Science degree at the United States Merchant Marine Academy in Kingsport, Long Island. Why he was living at home at the time of the tragedy or whether he had dropped out of school is not clear. The Merchant Marine School did not immediately respond to the New York Post request for comment. However, Cobalt does have a history of mental health issues.
Oh, you think?
He told a judge in February that he had been an inpatient in two mental health facilities and seen five different therapists. That's being reported by the Chicago Tribune. He attempted to represent himself in court at that time, telling the judge that the only person who can explain what happened and why it happened is myself. He pleaded not guilty to charge of aggravated battery and murder in connection to his mother's death. And she was, only 43 years old, assistant vice president at Loyola University in Chicago.
So did he call the police?
Yes.
So how do you call the police and basically say that you tried to kill somebody and show them where the person is and then plead not guilty? I would go, I think the phone call pretty much wraps it up right there.
I would think so, too, but apparently, that's not how it works.
Yeah,
of course, they probably had Mirandized him when he said, I think I killed somebody.
Yeah, true.
Right?
Yeah.
So that could be inadmissible. See, I'm becoming a bit of a legal expert.
I'm telling you.
Well, it's all the Supreme Court stuff, things like that.
Through osmosis, you're just absorbing legal knowledge.
Well, I grew up with a father who was a big Perry Mason fan, hence I became one. That was a great.
Oh, I loved it.
That was a great show. Stands the test of time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually crimes aren't actually solved like in the courtroom, but that was good stuff.
It was.
I'm trying to remember who the writer of that series was. They did a fantastic job.
It was good stuff. We watched it.
Yeah, but what was the prosecutor? Was it the prosecutor?
The blonde guy.
Or the defense? Whoever.
Yeah.
You know what his name was?
What?
Hamilton Burger. And I'm the first one who said to my dad, I go, Dad, his name's Hamburger. Yeah.
Wow. Food driven even at a young age.
Even at a young age. I had the dad humor.
Yes.
I had the dad humor.
Yes, you did.
My dad's humor was a little more dry and it had to mature over time. In other words, it had to wait for me to grow up to get it.
Yeah.
Not the dirty jokes
it
necessarily,
fermented a little bit.
but some a little in that
off
area.
Color. Could have been off color.
Well,
insinuative.
You'd have to just know this awesome, sensitive man that was my dad to understand the way in which he could deliver something,
yeah.
A little gleam in his eye,
yeah.
And you don't really respond because you don't really get it.
Uh-huh.
But then the light bulb goes on sometime
some
in the future.
Point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, well,
and then you're like, Dad!
I got most of them before 17,
you just
Greg.
Say that but, in front of me? You know, yeah.
But I wasn't sheltered like you were.
True.
Oh!
It's
which
true.
Can be a good thing. Yeah.
Well, that was your dad and mine was a pastor, so a little bit different scenario of humor.
Well, I have to wonder, you know, if my dad had a business, he worked for Chrysler for 30 years, but if he had a business, would he bring me in at all? Would he take advice from me? Because apparently, Joe Biden...
Yeah.
Is, you know, is such a wonderful dad.
Yes.
And his child, one of his children, is the smartest person he knows.
We've heard this. Yes.
So apparently, convicted felon Hunter Biden sits in on West Wing meetings with the president, his dad.
Are you kidding?
No.
Not expect Jill to be there taking notes.
Hunter Biden, 54, the president's son, who was recently convicted of three gun-related felonies, reportedly sitting in on meetings with his father in the West Wing as the Biden family tries to manage the fallout from the debate. Wow.
How do you even describe that in the sense of explaining that? It's like, okay, so my son Hunter is so smart that I want him to make sure that I'm picking up on everything, or I have respect for his advice. On all these national and international things that are going to come up at a meeting? I mean,
given the
really?
Condition that we know Joe is in, to think that Jill probably has, you know, a great deal of influence over him. Now, that I don't think anybody making decisions that's unelected to that degree should be in that situation. So I'm not comfortable with it from the get-go.
Yeah.
But if you say, well, look, it's either Jill or Hunter having influence. I'm like,
are these the only options that he's got? I mean, isn't there somebody else maybe?
Hunter is the smartest man he knows. He said it.
I know.
Joe said it.
I know.
Joe said a lot of things.
Yes. He makes up all kinds of stuff.
Hunter, come on in here. Don't leave any baggies around. Come on, we've had enough of that.
Yeah, don't mention that either.
Yeah, I'm Hunter and I'm here to help. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky. So desperate to not keep talking about Biden that I have to look for other stories that are not good stories either, but...
No, they're not. It's more death, doom, and destruction, as you call it.
He has been officially thrown out of the contest to be the Son of the Year. Son of the Year. No. It appears that this U.S. Merchant Marine Academy student, so he's learning how to, you know, be a Merchant Marine and work on a boat, basically, is usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, him and his mom had some issues, and she apparently handed him some sort of an eviction notice, and it also requested that he find a job, and on top of all that disturbing stuff, she said, and keep your room and common areas of the home clean.
Wow.
Reacting like, you know, any normal 20-year-old, he immediately began to strangle her.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Connor Cobalt, 20, admitted to the heinous crime as soon as police arrived at the Valparaiso home he shared with his mother, Chanel Burns, an assistant vice president in advancement at Loyola University in Chicago. Vice president in advancement, but yet she couldn't advance the dialogue with her son, apparently.
Well, you'd raise him in Chicago, so there's that.
He reportedly told officers he killed somebody and then told them where... They could find his mother clinging to life just before asking to be handcuffed. He asked to be handcuffed. Burns was rushed to the hospital with ligature marks on her neck and suspected brain damage. She lived for two more days and then finally succumbed to her injuries. Oh, my gosh. Her death was ruled a homicide by asphyxiation secondary to manual strangulation. Cobalt is accused of committing the matricide. Isn't it sad we live in a society where there's a name for killing your mom?
That's not good.
Matricide?
No.
After Burns gave him an eviction notice that outlined conditions he needed to meet within the 30-day time frame to stay in the family home. Is that outrageous when the kid's 20 years old?
Wow.
Now, if he was a student, I don't know how much, shouldn't she cut him some slack if it's going to end up with an employment opportunity?
At least clean your room. Come on.
He was required, apparently, according to this, find a full-time job, keep his room clean, and contribute to the cleanliness of common areas of the home. According to his LinkedIn account, Cobalt was pursuing a Bachelor of Science degree at the United States Merchant Marine Academy in Kingsport, Long Island. Why he was living at home at the time of the tragedy or whether he had dropped out of school is not clear. The Merchant Marine School did not immediately respond to the New York Post request for comment. However, Cobalt does have a history of mental health issues.
Oh, you think?
He told a judge in February that he had been an inpatient in two mental health facilities and seen five different therapists. That's being reported by the Chicago Tribune. He attempted to represent himself in court at that time, telling the judge that the only person who can explain what happened and why it happened is myself. He pleaded not guilty to charge of aggravated battery and murder in connection to his mother's death. And she was, only 43 years old, assistant vice president at Loyola University in Chicago.
So did he call the police?
Yes.
So how do you call the police and basically say that you tried to kill somebody and show them where the person is and then plead not guilty? I would go, I think the phone call pretty much wraps it up right there.
I would think so, too, but apparently, that's not how it works.
Yeah,
of course,
they
probably had Mirandized him when he said, I think I killed somebody.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, true.
Right?
Yeah.
So that could be inadmissible. See, I'm becoming a bit of a legal expert.
You. I'm telling you.
Well, it's all the Supreme Court stuff, things like that.
Through osmosis, you're just absorbing legal knowledge.
Well, I grew up with a father who was a big Perry Mason fan, hence I became one. That was a great.
Oh, I loved it.
That was a great show. Stands the test of time, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually crimes aren't actually solved like in the courtroom, but
No.
That was good stuff.
It was.
I'm trying to remember who the writer of that series was. They did a fantastic job.
It was good stuff. We watched it.
Yeah, but what was the prosecutor? Was it the prosecutor?
The blonde guy.
Or the defense? Whoever.
Yeah. Well,
you know what his name was?
What?
Hamilton Burger. And I'm the first one who said to my dad, I go, Dad, his name's Hamburger. Yeah.
Wow. Food driven even at a young age.
Even at a young age. I had the dad humor.
Yes.
I had the dad humor.
Yes, you did.
My dad's humor was a little more dry and it had to mature over time. In other words, it had to wait for me to grow up to get it.
Yeah.
Not the dirty jokes
it
necessarily,
fermented a
little bit. Some a little in that area.
Could have been off color.
Well,
insinuative.
You'd have to just know this awesome, sensitive man that was my dad to understand the way in which he could deliver something, a little gleam in his eye, and you don't really respond because you don't really get it.
Uh-huh.
But then the light bulb goes on sometime
in
the future.
Point.
Well,
and then you're like, Dad!
I got most of them before 17,
Greg.
Did
you say that in front of me? You know,
But I wasn't sheltered like you were.
True.
Oh!
It's
which
true.
Can be a good thing.
Yeah. Well, that was your dad and mine was a pastor, so a little bit different scenario of humor.
Well, I have to wonder, you know, if my dad had a business. He worked for Chrysler for 30 years, but if he had a business, would he bring me in at all? Would he take advice from me? Because apparently Joe Biden is such a wonderful dad.
Yes.
And his child, one of his children, is the smartest person he knows.
We've heard this. Yes.
So apparently convicted felon Hunter Biden sits in on West Wing meetings with the president, his dad.
Are you kidding?
No.
Not expect Jill to be there taking notes.
Hunter Biden, 54, the president's son, who was recently convicted of three gun-related felonies, reportedly sitting in on meetings with his father in the West Wing as the Biden family tries to manage the fallout from the debate. Wow.
How do you even describe that in the sense of explaining that? It's like, okay, so my son Hunter is so smart that I want him to make sure that I'm picking up on everything, or I have respect for his advice. on all these national and international things that are going to come up at a meeting? I mean,
given the condition that we know Joe is in, to think that Jill probably has, you know, a great deal of influence over him. Now, that I don't think anybody making decisions that's unelected to that degree should be in that situation. So I'm not comfortable with it from the get-go.
Yeah.
But if you say, well, look, it's either Jill or Hunter having influence, I'm like,
Are these the only options that he's got? I mean, isn't there somebody else maybe?
Hunter is the smartest man he knows. He said it.
Oh, I know.
Joe said it.
I know.
Joe said a lot of things.
Yes. He makes up all kinds of stuff.
Hunter, come on in here. Don't leave any baggies around. Come on, we've had enough of that.
Yeah, don't mention that either.
Yeah, I'm Hunter, and I'm here to help. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.